I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. There were four of us sitting around at a burger joint, and we were debating whether or not it was okay to ground swat ruffed grouse. Can you shoot them on the ground and feel good about it? I'll tell you what the results of that debate were, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
This debate rages on with many, many hunters. It happened to be me and three of my buddies at a burger joint. Should you ground swat grouse? Should you shoot them when they're on the ground? Rough grouse, they'll be seen on the ground many times. They'll sometimes drop out of a tree and take on walking right in front of you. They'll be hiding under pine trees, and sometimes they'll just walk out from behind a stump. Should you shoot them on the ground? Well, there were four of us, and the results were a 50-50 split. Me, I don't usually like to take a bird on the ground. If it's got wings, I want to shoot it in the air. I feel it's more sporting. But a couple of my buddies said, hey, they're out there hunting for the meat. They'll shoot them on the ground, shoot them in trees, and if they have to shoot them on the wing, well, they will. But I kidded them a lot. I said, maybe you guys just can't hit them when they're flying. They laughed and said, oh no, we can do that too. So I guess it just depends on whether you're out there looking for the sport or looking for the meat, or in some cases, as in my case, both. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.